This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, and it is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. So glad to be back. You know, I've gotten to the point in life where I don't really enjoy vacations anymore because I miss doing this show every day, and I miss all of you, and I miss all your emails. And, man, I had a lot of emails while I was gone asking, where are you, Wayne? Where are you, Wayne? On the radio, Lee Elsie did a great job. He is the best. He is the absolute best in the world. Lee Elsie out of Connecticut, WGAJ FM, and many other stations all over the state of Connecticut. Lee's the morning man, I'm the night man, and thank you, Lee, for doing a great job as guest host. But Lee made it so clear in every show, Wayne's on vacation, Wayne will be back, here's the day he'll be back. On Newsmax TV, they didn't make that clear. And so, you know, again, you tune into Hannity on Fox News, and the host might quickly say, I'm in for Hannity today as the guest host. He's on vacation, and that's it. The rest of the hour show, they don't mention it. And so it's no different than Fox News, but the average person tunes in maybe 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, in the middle of the hour, or later in the hour, and they don't know why Wayne's not there, and Newsmax doesn't tell them why Wayne's not there. So people got nervous. I had thousands of emails asking, where are you, Wayne? What happened to Wayne? Some of them knew they were talking to me, and some of them, I guess, didn't know, because they said, where's Wayne? We want Wayne. In any case, I'm back. I was on a vacation. First, we had 3 days of a broken camera, which got fixed only the morning I was about to leave on vacation, and then I was away for a few days. So altogether, it turned out to be I was gone for well over a week, and I'm very sad about that, and I missed my shows, radio and TV. Great job by Lee Elsie, but I'm glad to be back in the saddle again. I missed y'all, and I missed this show. Let's talk about my commentary that came out today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Trump is right about Baltimore. And as soon as I'm done reading this commentary to you, this newspaper column to you, I'll prove to you that I was right on the money. Trump's right about Baltimore. Inner city Baltimore is a third world hellhole in the middle of America. It looks like a foreign war zone. It looks like bombed out Baghdad. In interview after interview, the poor black citizens of Baltimore tell the story, Trump is right. Trump has stirred up a hornet's nest by telling the truth, by pointing out that Baltimore is America's disgrace, and it's run 100% by Democrats. In particular, corrupt Congressman Elijah Cummings has overseen America's most disgraceful district since 1996. Long time. 1996, 2006, 2016, 23 years ago. Trump is a genius. Why? He's gotten Democrats to publicly defend blocks of abandoned buildings, rats the size of cats, one of the highest rates of murder of any city in the world, a city filled with unimaginable poverty, drug abuse, and hopelessness, a city left out of America's economic recovery, a city abandoned by Democrats. Trump has forced Democrats to defend all of this. Trump has forced Democrats to defend all of this. But that's not what got Democrat politicians so angry and hysterical. Trump had the audacity to ask, where has all the money gone? The federal government has spent billions on Baltimore over the years to combat poverty. In addition, Baltimore received $1.8 billion extra of stimulus money just in 2009. Check that. Let me say that again. Baltimore did receive $1.8 billion extra of stimulus money in 1 year, 2009. So where did all the money go? Did Democrat politicians and community leaders steal it? And why are black Democrats like Elijah Cummings so eager to spend billions more on illegal aliens instead of black Americans living in terrible poverty? Funny how Trump pointing this out makes those same Democrat politicians and community leaders hysterical. I'd be hysterical too if I presided over the destruction of my own people while I got rich. Or did you know a charity run by Cummings' wife received millions of dollars from groups and corporations that had business in front of her husband? I believe the number was $6 million and change. $6 million and change. I'd like to know if she would have gotten 1 cent if they weren't doing business in front of her husband. Not 1 cent. Trump really is a genius. If Democrats want to own all that, defend that, use it as their 2020 campaign theme, have at it. I can see the slogans now. If you like what Democrats have done for blacks in Baltimore, honk your horn. Democrats, we abandoned Baltimore. You're next. Baltimore's murder rate is worse than Chicago. We're number one. We're number one. And finally, vote Democrat if you like buildings without roofs and rats the size of cats. Great slogans, huh? Democrats, 2020. Or as Biden would say, Democrats, 30-30. How bad is Baltimore? Baltimore's murder rate is higher than the worst murder capitals in Central America. Baltimore's on pace for a murder rate this year of 56 per 100,000. That's twice as bad as Guatemala. It's worse than El Salvador. It's worse than Honduras. That's separate from the garbage piles, rats the size of cats, abandoned buildings, no jobs, and failing schools. There are no Republicans in control of Baltimore. Only corrupt Democrats ripping off their own people. Trump has once again used the one weapon Democrats can't defend against, truth. And once again, Democrats cry, racism! It's their only answer, because they can't explain why black leaders and black Democrat politicians let this happen to black citizens. They can't explain what they've been doing all these years while Baltimore turned into Baghdad, or Hiroshima, or Nagasaki, or Berlin after World War II. And they can't explain where all the money went. But Baltimore isn't alone. This past weekend in Chicago, 48 citizens were shot, 9 killed. This tends to happen in cities run by Democrats. Raw truth is uncomfortable. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for telling the truth. My commentary, Trump is right about Baltimore, that just came out in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal. Now, no sooner, I wrote that on Tuesday, came out today, my deadline is Tuesday to write these things for a Thursday publication, but today, this story just broke. Representative Elijah Cummings' home broken into hours before Trump tweeted about his disgusting Baltimore district. The home of Congressman Elijah Cummings was broken into Saturday morning at 3:40 a.m. So before Trump ever tweeted, we found out what a crap hole Baltimore is. What a crap hole your district is, Elijah Cummings. What have you ever done for your district? Nothing. So the Baltimore police have announced Cummings' home broken into. Baltimore police investigating. Oh, that should be easy to figure out. Of course, the left's already blaming President Trump for the reported break-in, even though Trump didn't fire off his tweets attacking Cummings until after his home was broken into. Trump's first tweet about Cummings is at 4:14 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday morning, the 27th, which means the burglary happened before Trump's tweet. And here's his tweet. As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border's clean, efficient, and well-run, just very crowded. Cummings District is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If you spent more time in Baltimore, maybe you could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. What's wrong with that? How is that racist? That is truth upon truth upon truth upon truth. And God forbid Trump speak the truth about Democrats and their corrupt cesspool riddled with trash, rats, and violence. You're a racist if you just say something. And by the way, more news. Baltimore ranked the most dangerous big city in America by USA Today in 2018. So USA Today, I'm sure liberals who read the paper, I'm sure liberals who write the paper, I'm sure liberals who edit the paper want to tell you, and at the time I'm sure they did tell you, Trump's a racist, Trump's a racist. He's picking on Baltimore. Baltimore's a black city. Trump's a racist. But that very newspaper, USA Today, found it, ranked it, the most dangerous big city in America. At 343 murders in 2017, the city tallied the highest per capita rate in its history. And the report stated the rise in homicides was blamed on illegal drug activity and gangs in the area. Wow, and as it stands now, there aren't even enough officers to respond to the number of calls to 911. And that comes from Sergeant Michael Mancusco, Baltimore's Fraternal Order of Police President. So it's just so amazing. Black leaders, Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Oh, Trump's terrible. He attacked Baltimore. He attacked a black congressman. He told the truth. And by the way, Representative Elijah Cummings called Baltimore drug-infested 20 years ago. after Trump portrayed Baltimore as a dump filled with rat and drug-infested buildings that were abandoned. Now we see a video, and Trump tweeted the video out, showing Cummings calling his own district a drug-infested area in 1999. So the radical left Dems go after Trump for using the words drug-infested, and Elijah Cummings used the same words. He said, this morning I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. That's only 40 miles away from here, he said in a video from a congressional committee hearing. So Trump calls Baltimore a disgusting rat rodent-infested mess and a dangerous and filthy place. He's a bad guy, he's a racist, and he hates black people. But Elijah Cummings calls it the same thing, and nobody cares. And by the way, what got everybody so mad? If you're a fan of Sebastian Gorka, who I am, who has his own three-hour show on Salem Radio Network, Sebastian's a big fan of mine. He's had me on quite a few times lately. He had me on today as a guest, and he asked me, why do you think Democrats got so mad? And I quoted from my own column, of course. Well, they're not happy that Trump pointed out that they're in charge of Baltimore and every other Democrat inner city, and they're all disgusting hellholes. But the real reason they got mad, most of that was nothing. The real reason they got mad is Trump said, where's the money? Who's stealing the money? And I know who's stealing the money. Democrats are stealing the money. Black Democrat leaders are stealing the money. Black community leaders are stealing the money. White community leaders are stealing the money. It is Christmas every morning when the federal government drops billions of dollars on your doorstep. And you don't give it to the people, you rip it off. Same way the teachers union rips off the money here in Las Vegas. Gave them an extra $2 billion. 1 month later, they said, where's the money? Are you kidding me? Who's got the money? Who's stealing the money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, back to the Warrior. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed Stoltz gave me my shot in radio, and Fred Weinberg my shot in national syndication. I thank you both. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. of A. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. By the way, I'm filling in as guest host for Pags tonight, just as he's done for me for the last week. So I'm taking hour number two and hour number three on Newsmax TV. And we have no guests, just calls on Newsmax TV in the 4 o'clock hour West Coast 7 East and the 5 o'clock hour West 8 o'clock East. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Just to remind you, my website, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and my Twitter handle is @RealWayneRoot. Some news of the day. First of all, Trump extends the tariffs to the remaining $300 billion of Chinese goods, shocking America, shocking Wall Street, shocking investors, shocking China. Trump said, you know what, screw it. You're not negotiating good faith. Now we're going to take down your whole economy. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Stock market did not think it was wonderful because they're all a bunch of globalists and a bunch of losers a la Goldman Sachs, and anything Trump does they usually don't like. But they don't even understand what someone's fighting on their behalf. But anyway, the market went down 280 points today. Gold, not surprisingly, way up today. Gold up $22.90, basically $23 up to $1,455 an ounce. You know, I'm a big gold fan. I'm a big gold bug, as they say. And news is out. It wasn't just Trump waking up one morning and going, screw China, let's raise the tariff and go after them. Let's raise the fees and go after all their goods. No. Trump did it after a review in a room from his Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Nick Mulvaney and Navarro and Kudlow. All of them were in the room. All these big financial people were in the room with him. Trade advisor Navarro and his economic advisor, Kudlow. Everybody in the room with him, they all made the decision. Gold surges. And you know where I stand on that one. I love gold and I love Trump. And I want to win the battle with China, and I think it's the most important battle we've ever faced, and we've got to win it. And the only way to win it is to stand firm. That's the only way to win it. You're not going to win it without some short-term pain. But in the long run, oh, Trump's going to go down in history as the greatest president ever. He's going to beat George Washington and Abraham Lincoln because he's going to win the trade war with China, which will make us all rich for decades to come. Other big news, the Trump administration announced a plan allowing people to buy lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Do you understand how Barack Obama destroyed the medical system of the United States of America, the health care system, the health insurance system? He lied. He committed fraud. He doubled our fees. Everything involving health care is double or triple or quadruple what it was when Obama said we had problems and he wanted to change it all. He made it so much worse. Trump's doing what Obama should have done and promised to do from day one. Trump said, I will lower your costs. I will lower your prescription costs. I will get you out of the misery of Obamacare. And so that's great stuff. And this is, if Obama did it, Democrats would get down on their hands and knees and say, thank God for Obama. Obama's a god. Obama's the best. Trump does it, not a word. You haven't heard a word about this anywhere except Wainwright Show, I guarantee you. And Charles Barkley, by the way, the Democratic presidential debate, and we'll get into more about the Democratic presidential debate soon, later on in the hour, but he said every black person I know has always voted Democrat, and all those people are still poor, except for the athletes. I mean, you talk about truth. You talk about truth to power. There's the truth, man. All the black people that voted Democrat are poor. Democrats haven't done anything for you. They haven't done squat for you. And guess who the Democrats attacked at the debate last night? Obama! And I thought Obama was the worst president in America's history, but all those polls show he's so popular. I thought the only people who liked him were Democrats. Turns out even Democrats don't like him. They attacked Obama more than Trump. Interesting.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump has a message for China.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president also shares his opinion on the Democratic debates.
Kamala did not do well last night. I think Biden did okay. He came through. He came limping through, as I say about Sleepy Joe. He limped right through it.
The Navy is confirming a Navy pilot who crashed in California is dead. The Super Hornet jet slammed into a canyon wall at Death Valley National Park on Wednesday. The pilot was on a routine training mission at the Naval Air Station base. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 281 points, the NASDAQ fell 64, the S&P lost 27. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 19...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's let's talk about the sponsor of the segment.
Yep.
Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allyn Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there, AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and we got a great guest with us today. His name is David Thomas Roberts. He's a serial entrepreneur, an inventor, a public speaker, an author who found himself battling the IRS. Oh, we're going to have a good conversation about that one. He doesn't realize that I had the same battle as he did. Along with a long list of other conservatives, he was targeted year after year with audits. Join the club, David. Wayne Root was on that list. Robert Bernhoft, America's number one tax attorney, claimed Roberts is America's most audited man. Well, you know what? Wayne Root's up there in the battle with you. Roberts' new book, The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax, was released in May of this year, May 2019. And we're going to talk a little bit about Trump's tax returns. I saw you in an article about it, and I said I want to get this guy in the show because it's crazy that liberals are so obsessed with Trump's tax returns. They're obsessed like Glenn Close was in the movie with Michael Douglas, which was boiling his rabbit. It's absolute insanity. David Thomas Roberts, welcome to the show. Wayne Root, how are you, man?
Wayne, what an honor. Thanks for having me.
I don't know if you knew this before you came on the show, but I had my own issues with the IRS, Obama's IRS, and I was on Fox News every 5 minutes attacking Obama and doing a great job of it. Very, very effective. And they must have seen it, and they must have gotten scared. And the next thing you know, I'm getting audited by the IRS, and it's the most over-the-top attack my account had ever seen in 35 years in business. And the next thing you know, a disaster from every standpoint. The account says, Wayne, the entire United States government's out to get you. You got to hire a tax attorney. And it better be a good one, and I hired one, and we went after the IRS, and we beat them in their own battle, and judge threw the case out, and 6 days later, new IRS audit, and my lawyers looked at me and said, man, you really are on the president's enemies list, and it took a year and a half, but we beat them again, and so I've had my own terrible battles with the IRS that were politically motivated. It was persecution. We got the records. Tom Fitton took my case to Judicial Watch. We sued the IRS, and they handed over my files, and written all over my files were my political beliefs and the fact they were going after me because of my politics. So there's my story. What do you think about that one?
I think we're identical. I will tell you a couple other things, though, that how I know that I was on the enemy's list. But besides my Tea Party roots, which was the start of it, so I was audited every year that Obama was in office. I actually appeared on the no-fly list 3 times. And my wife and I were coming back from Antigua on a anniversary vacation, and we got held in Miami Customs for 12 hours without due process and interrogated, separated and interrogated. And then as a result of this, we filed, and Tom Fitton is also familiar with our case. Yours came before mine, but we filed 72 FOIA requests, Wayne, and guess how many replies we have to those 72 FOIA requests to date?
I would guess zero.
Zero. Zero. And I'm with arguably one of the top tax attorneys in the country. I've paid more to my tax professionals than the IRS has ever gotten out of us. But, you know, part of the reason for this book, The Death of Liberty, was my experience with this was not so much the fact that most people don't realize when you go to tax court, you lose your Bill of Rights is totally eviscerated. You have no Bill of Rights in tax court. Besides that, which was eye-opening for me, was the fact that I couldn't understand how America let itself get to a point where we've got the second tenet of the Communist Manifesto, which the progressive graduated income tax is the second tenet of the Communist Manifesto. So our main revenue source is a Marxist ideology, and we have an IRS enforcement that is the epitome of the deep state. How in the world did America ever let it get to this point? And that's what the book is about.
Right. And then, you know, the other good point is I was laughing on the way home today. I just flew back from a wonderful vacation. Today's my first day back in, and I was just laughing at the airport thinking to myself, can you imagine being so obsessed with Trump's taxes and not caring that the next guy who gets in, if you're successful and a Democrat gets in, the next guy or gal is absolutely pledging to raise your taxes? Wouldn't you think you'd be happier if you didn't know anything about Trump's taxes and he's your president, but he's lowered yours, than if now you know something about Trump's and, oh, we got him, but your taxes go up substantially? You got to be mentally ill to rather pay higher taxes versus Trump as president and not know about his taxes. Who cares about his taxes? All I care about is the man has lowered mine.
Well, we know liberalism is a mental disorder, so I mean, you can't reason that, but you're exactly right. Now, this, you know, if you go back to Nixon's tax returns were leaked by an IRS employee to a Providence, Rhode Island newspaper reporter who did a four-part series, won the Pulitzer Prize, but the IRS employee that divulged the taxes was never identified, never outed, and never prosecuted. So my prediction is if they can't get Trump's taxes through the methods that they're doing now, somebody is going to leak it. And so, and if you're Trump, I would never release the tax returns on purpose because you can't win. It's either he's made too much money, he hasn't made enough, his marginal tax rate is not enough, he didn't give enough to charity. There's no way, Wayne, that he could win by releasing his taxes voluntarily.
So what do you think about this entire thing? Tell me what you think is going to happen with Trump's taxes, because there is no law that I know of that says a president or a presidential candidate has to release his taxes. Nobody can make you release them, correct?
There isn't. There is no law. And when the liberals say that, when you hear the media talking heads say that every president has done it, actually that's not true since Nixon. Gerald Ford only released a summary. He didn't actually release his tax returns. So, and then somebody else released Nixon's without his authority to release it. So, what they're hanging their hat on now, and you got to follow this real closely, because there's the chief counsel of the House that Nancy Pelosi hired left the Justice Department. His name is Doug Letter. Doug Letter was a chief counsel in the Holder Justice Department, and he was the one that fought the subpoenas from Congress on Fast and Furious. And so now you've got this guy who's complaining that Trump is not complying with a congressional subpoena. The Treasury Department's not. Meanwhile, he never complied to a single congressional subpoena when it came to Fast and Furious. But the thing that worries me is this: there is a code that was done during the Teapot Dome scandal in 1924, which is what that these investigative committees are hanging their hat on, says the Ways and Means Committee can ask for anybody's tax returns from the Treasury Department. That is unconstitutional. I think it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court, and I think Trump will win. The only thing that I, and that's given the fact that they're not disclosed anyway. But you know, one thing that people need to be aware of is there was two Supreme Court justices at Doug Letter's retirement party when he retired from the Justice Department, and they were John Roberts and Neil Gorsuch. So that concerns me a little bit.
Well, everything concerns me at the Supreme Court, because we're supposed to win everything now. We have a 5-4 lead, but we don't win everything, especially really key cases like the citizenship question on the census, because you and I both know that Justice Roberts is very problematic. There's something wrong there. I believe there's a real issue there, but I'm not going to get into that now. That's not what this interview is about. But we don't win 5-4 every case. Matter of fact, there's a lot of cases we lose with Justice Roberts as the wrong side deciding votes. So who knows what's going to happen? He's okay some of the time. Thank God he's not always against us, but he's supposed to be a constitutional conservative, and he doesn't seem to understand the Constitution. That worries the heck out of me. All right, let's move on from Trump releasing his tax returns to just the topic of your book, which is the socialist destruction of America's freedoms using the income tax. Just, you know, we got about, what do we have, a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, Chris? Yeah, about 2 minutes left. So just give me a synopsis so my listeners know about your book, The Death of Liberty. How are they using the income tax to destroy our freedoms?
Well, you can start with the fact that in the Progressive Era, which was 1900, 1920, when I started doing the research of this, we're actually in a new Progressive Era. I mean, look at the Democratic Socialists who are not afraid to say they're Democratic Socialists. So all the things that you were hearing, Wayne, in the early 1900s, you know, eat the rich, tax the rich, income inequality, all these things, it parallels what was happening in the early 1900s that led to the passage of the income tax and the ratification of it. But, you know, when the income tax was passed, the country had a budget surplus. The entire reason, when you go back to the original writers and you look, go back like I did the research on how this came about, this was always about social justice. It has always been about social justice since the day the income tax was invented. And today, if you look at the earned income tax credit and the morality, the lack of morality that's in the tax code, it is still about social justice.
All right, David Thomas Roberts, his new book is called The Death of Liberty, The Socialist Destruction of America's Freedoms Using the Income Tax. It was released May 22nd of 2019, so just about a couple months ago, and we enjoy having him on the show. Thank you, David.
Wayne, thank you so much for having me. God bless.
All right, I hope Trump never releases taxes, and I hope he keeps my taxes low. That's all I care about. Wayne Allyn, raw and unfiltered, right here on USA Radio. Newsmax TV coming up in about 15 minutes. I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Alaroot. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this segment sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests. Alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice is now a workhorse because I use their silver lozenges. I've never missed 1 minute in 3.5 years, now over 3.5 years, due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3.5 years. No colds getting on or off airplanes. Amazing. Brain fog. Don't have it anymore. Leaky gut, don't have it anymore. Eat food, feels tired, don't have it anymore. Used to have it, don't have it anymore. And so I get emails from all my viewers and all my listeners, and I've never had a product that got this kind of response. My Doctor Suggests just got another letter today saying that, I think it was a woman, if I remember correctly, I can't even remember. It was earlier today. I got off a plane this morning, and there was an email waiting. It was from a big fan who said the second month they're on My Doctor Suggests, their brain fog is gone. My brain fog is gone. Keep in mind, I got up at 5 in the morning to catch an airplane back to Vegas to make sure I was here for the show today. And from the moment I got up, and right now I'm not tired in any way, my brain is moving at 1,000 miles an hour. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Matter of fact, the next ad break, I'm going to take a swig of My Doctor Suggests silver solution. So give them a call, 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. It's toll free, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And all you have to do is use the promo code ROOT and save 20% off your order. 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Some more news that you need to know. Democrats are baffled as the 2020 candidates went on the attack the last 2 nights against Obama. Not against Trump, against Obama. Obama wasn't even on the debate stage. By the way, let me mention something I'm about to write for my commentary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and syndicated around the country by creators this weekend. I'm about to write about Joe Biden. You know, here's a guy that ended his performance at the debate, which was a horrible performance for the second debate in a row. And he ended it by saying, you know, contact me, send me money, help me win. Go to Biden 3030. It's 2020, you moron. The guy is like early stages of dementia. I said this on Sebastian Gorka's day. He should run for president with Robert Mueller as his vice president. Because the two of them are like the dementia twins. The two of them are old and out to pasture twins who don't know where the hell they are. They remind me of Ross Perot's former vice presidential running mate, a wonderful patriot, right? He was an admiral. I remember a guy named Admiral Stockdale. Admiral Stockdale. And he was a brilliant patriot, but by the time he was picked for VP by Perot, because he was a patriot, he picked him, but he was already, like, you know, very old and very worn out and couldn't think fast. And I remember at the debate, he said, who am I and why am I here? And I think he was trying to just say, you know, what's my history? What's my life? But it came across as a feeble old man who didn't know where the hell he was. And that was Joe Biden in the last two debates. But especially, can you imagine if Trump said, go to Donald Trump, 3030. Well, I'll win the election in 3030. You don't remember the name of your website, number one? Are you a moron? And number two, you don't remember the name of the website when it's based on the election? You're about to run for president in 2020? So you can't think Biden 2020? Forget any website you should be able to memorize. You can't be president if you can't memorize your website. But you certainly can't be president if you don't know the website is 2020 because you're running for president in 2020. He says 30, 33, something like that he said on stage. I heard it like six times, and it was very hard to figure out whether he said 30-30 or 30-330. I think it was 30-330. Matter of fact, during this break, get me that, and we'll play it tomorrow. I just can't do it with Newsmax the next 2 hours, but we could do it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. So, Chris, get me... Yeah, the audio of Biden's very last appearance during the debate where he gave his website. It'll be all over the internet, I guarantee you. And I believe he said 30330. So he couldn't even get 3030 right, by the way. He not only blew 2020 and the name of his own website and the year he's running for president, but he actually blew the 3030. If you're going to say 3030, at least say 3030. He said 3330. So he gave like a zip code. I mean, it's a joke. So the entire debate was people trying to give away more free stuff and trying to let every legal in the country and attacking Barack Obama because he was too conservative. They weren't attacking Trump. They were attacking more Barack Obama's legacy because he was too conservative on immigration and health care. That's where the Democratic Party is gone. They're attacking Obama. No one on the stage thinks he was liberal enough. Obama was a commie. But I've written about this so many times in all my books. In all my books, I've written about this. That Barack Obama was a stealth communist. He was an absolute commie sent to destroy this country. But even he understood you can't do it overnight. If you're going to destroy the country, act like a conservative. Act like a clean-cut capitalist. Tell everyone how much you love capitalism. And be very quiet and careful how you wreck capitalism and destroy the United States Constitution. Because if you try and do it all at once, you know, if you try and eat an elephant all at once, you're going to get a stomachache. How do you eat an elephant one piece at a time? So Obama was smart enough to realize you got to... go slow if you want to make America a socialist, Marxist, or communist nation. You can't destroy it in one day. He did like 20% of the way in 8 years. They want to do 100% of the way in a month. The Democratic Party's candidates are insane. They're madmen. And they make Obama look reasonable. They're making Obama look like Reagan. See you in a second.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.